Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. The House of Representatives has approved foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan, as well as another bill that would force the sale of TikTok by its Chinese-controlled owner. If approved by the Senate, as is widely expected, it could be signed into law by President Biden as soon as Tuesday, a move that will unleash a flood of American military equipment for Ukraine that US forces have positioned for quick deployment. Tesla has once again cut prices for a number of its models in China, with the electric vehicle maker facing stiff competition in the Chinese market. The EV maker cut prices of the Model 3, Model Y, Model X and Model S in the country by roughly $2,000 apiece. Tesla said it also cut prices on some models in Europe, the Middle East and Africa. Tesla shares were down almost 3% in pre-market trading, putting it on track for further losses after hitting a 52-week low last week. And we're exclusively reporting that talks between Salesforce and data management software firm Informatica have fizzled after the companies couldn't agree on terms. Earlier this month, the journal reported that Salesforce was discussing a deal to buy Informatica, which could have been valued in the neighborhood of $10 billion, ranking among Salesforce's largest acquisitions. Both stocks fell when the deal talks were originally announced, adding to activist investor pressure on Salesforce to rein in its previously vicarious acquisition strategy. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mostly higher, with European shares also gaining, and US stock futures are up ahead of a busy earnings week, kicking off with Verizon due out later today. We've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.